Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I want to cover the wisdom moment. The wisdom moment, it is the 20th of the month. Right, John?
The 20th.
The 20th. And the 20th, we look at Proverbs chapter 20. And Proverbs chapter 20 today, we're going to be reading a particular scripture for wisdom, because we won't have wisdom in our life. It's Proverbs 20, 22. Proverbs 20, 22. It says, "Do not say, I will pay you back for this wrong. Wait for the Lord. He'll deliver you." That's a very untimely word. Mm-hmm. Let me say it again. Proverbs 20, 22. "Do not say, I'll pay you back for this wrong. Wait for the Lord. He will deliver you." It makes me think of Proverbs 25, 21, 22. He says, "If your enemy is hungry, give him some food to eat. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing so, you're heaping burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you for this." Listen, the world's way of thinking is totally different than God's ways of thinking. Listen, it's God. It's the God. He's the one that judges, and he forgives. He forgave us. He'll forgive you. He'll forgive them. It's for God to do whatever he's going to do. It's not for us to bring justice. Let God bring the justice in the context of that when we're done wrong. But Romans 12, he talks about it when he's talking about it here. Romans 12, verse 19 and 21, he says, "Do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing so, you'll be heaping coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." And that's what I just want to encourage you. Listen, the way that we win this thing in your own life, in your own marriage, in your own family, in your business, in your county, your state, and your nation, church, is we begin to love. We begin to love. We just allow God to bring justice. We don't bring justice in the context of that. You know, we're nice to people. We go the extra mile. We're like, you know, if somebody asks us to go 1 mile, we say, you know what, I'll go 2 miles with you. If somebody steals our shirt, we give them our coat too. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody borrows something from us and don't pay us back, we don't demand it from them. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't tell everybody, oh, they owe me something. They owe me something, you know, and understand that God will do that. But realize this, in the context of that, God could be extending mercy like he did for you and like he did for me, so that they can repent themselves before God. So God would not have to serve justice on them and bring wrath down on them. That's not his desire. Mm-hmm. He's not into what men's justice is like. He's into forgiving and mercy for those who turn. Mm-hmm. And so we need to stay away from the mindset of saying, you know, I'm going to pay him back. I'm going to pay her back. You know, and a lot of people I've seen, you know, I know we're coming to the end here, their whole life is given to living out revenge. You know, I'm successful because I was trying to do someone else in. And I'm talking ministers. Mm-hmm. It's like, are you serious? You built that whole thing on idolatry. Anyway, so understand this. Our job is not to repay. Just allow things to happen and God will work things out. Proverbs 20, 22. "Do not say, I will pay you back for your wrong. Wait for the Lord. He will deliver you."
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.